Good evening. Welcome to The Blues. I'm Lee Hay. On tonight's show, you'll hear music that'll be featured at the Winter Blues and Heritage Festival, which is coming to the Duke Convention Center on February 2nd and 3rd. There's going to be 5 stages with over 40 acts, and we'll hear in the first set Tinsley Ellis from his new Alligator release, Winning Hand. You'll also hear an interview that he did with Ron Esposito on Tuesday, January 23rd. And then after that, another song by Tinsley Ellis called Dixie Lullaby. It's a Leon Russell song. After that, we'll hear music from some of the other musicians who will be featured down at the festival, including Sonny Moorman, Ricky Nye, Ben Levin, Greg Schauber, Marco Sastry, Noah Hunt, and the Whiskey Shambles on the Blues.
Insanity, but we say just this once, it's right back where it would always be, 'cause I think I need you, but why does it hurt this way? Just the nature of love. way I sleep. I'm still staring at my telephone, waiting on your beep. 'Cause I think I love you. But love ain't supposed to hurt this way. Those things we can't control, got an easement on our soul. Do we feel that saving grace? Do we feel that saving grace? That saving grace.
I'm Ron Esposito. The 2018 Winter Blues and Heritage Festival is coming to the Duke Convention Center Friday and Saturday, February 2nd and 3rd. Sponsored by the Cincy Blues Society. There'll be 5 stages and over 40 acts performing in downtown Cincinnati. One of the musicians who'll be there is Tinsley Ellis, who's been recording on Alligator Records for over 30 years. Tinsley, it's great to be talking with you. Loving your new record, Winning Hand. And, you know, when I started looking back at your career, I remember when you played here in Cincinnati, one of the first times at Greg Mebs's place, Lucille's.
Yes, and actually, we even way before that, playing up on, is it Mount Adams there?
Okay, yeah, it is Mount Adams, yeah.
But I can't think of the name of the place. That was the first place we ever played in town, and I loved the shows at Lucille's and Bogart's. And now that we've hooked up with the Blues Society there, we've become somewhat regulars, and they're just great people, and they just so artist-friendly, and feel so at home in Cincinnati.
Your new record, you've been recording a lot in Nashville over the past few years, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done my past 5 albums at Kevin McKendry's studio in Franklin, Tennessee. utilizing his fine, stable musicians and utilizing his keyboard skills and his mixing ability. He mixes the albums as well. I actually don't know what I would do without him.
Hey, what's your process of recording?
Well, I write songs all the time, and then I demo them in my home studio, playing all the instruments, and kind of mix them and drag them into a file on my laptop and move on to the next song and write a song. And then after a while, I think, you know, it might be time to start thinking about making an album. I go through all the songs I've written since the last one and maybe look at some that didn't make the last albums and drag them into a folder, you know, new album 2018 or something like that. And then when I get a group of songs that looks like makes sense stylistically and everything else, then I call up Kevin and go up there and knock it out in 2 or 3 days and bring the recordings back to Atlanta and go like, wow, is that me? Work on a little bit in my home studio there in case I sing a word here or there, you know, that I don't like. I'll maybe punch that in, or a guitar solo I think I can do better. But with this album, Winning Hand, one of the things I like about it the most is it's almost all live in the studio.
So you got three guitars that you used on your latest release, Winning Hand: a 59 Fender Stratocaster, a 67 Gibson ES-345, and a 1973 Les Paul Deluxe. For people who aren't real conversant with, you know, these different types of guitars, what do these three guitars do sonically?
Well, you know, the Strat's got a kind of a chunky, rhythmy sound, and but sometimes, you know, that whammy bar is necessary, so you reach for the Strat. With the Gibson, you know, it's got that B.B. King or Freddie King sound, and when I write a song, I'll think, that's a Strat song, or that's a Les Paul song, and I drag five different ones around with me on the road, and which is pretty crazy, but I still do it, and including a 1937 Nashville Steel.
Oh, guitar. Yeah, very nice.
So the real old slide stuff. So basically, I just reach for the one that goes with the particular song.
One of your influences, Freddie King, did some recording here in Cincinnati, and boy, what a guitar player Freddie King was, huh?
Yeah, if I think about Cincinnati, I think about King Records, Federal Records, Trinity Records, and think about Freddie King, Lonnie Mack, James Brown, Hank Miller. When I play there, I really feel like I'm in a hallowed ground, you know, a sacred ground. And so we'll definitely do a Freddie tune at the show.
Hey, did you ever cross paths with Lonnie Mack?
Yes, I toured all over America with Lonnie Mack. Did a TV show with him and actually played in his band with him and Tim Drummond one time at the Ann Arbor Blues Festival, and I sure do miss that guy. There was nothing like it, and he could play it everywhere. He hadn't been that active as of late, but when I hooked up with him in the early 90s, he was still coming off that album to give the Stevie Ray Vaughan. And I tell you what, I mean, look at what the total package of songs, guitar playing, and vocal. Good Lord, that man can sing.
I tell you what, man, I really appreciate you noticing Lonnie's vocal abilities, because, wow, man, can he emotionally deliver a song.
He really could, and, you know, he came out of a time when, you know, when Elvis wasn't making rock and roll records, Elvis had gone to Hollywood, and had people like Fabian on the radio, and then along comes Lonnie Mack, and it's like, holy moly, you know, this guy rocks.
The new record, Winning Hand, you're going to be playing some stuff off of that this coming Friday, February 2nd?
Yeah, we're going to be doing 3 or 4 numbers off the new Winning Hand album and doing a lot of stuff off the Live Highwayman album that was in Chicago in 2005. A best of type set.
All right. Well, we're looking for a high-octane show. Tinsley, I hope your GPS gets you safely here to Cincinnati on Friday, February 2nd. We're looking forward to hearing you perform. Thanks so much for being with us this evening.
Well, thank you so so much, and I look forward to seeing all my friends there and seeing everybody in the Cincy Blues community.
I've been in conversation with Tinsley Ellis about his blues career, new Alligator release Winning Hand, and the upcoming show at the Winter Blues and Heritage Festival in downtown Cincinnati. He'll be on stage in the B.B. King Room in Duke Convention Center, Friday night, February 2nd, starting at 9:15. You'll find more information about Tinsley Ellis and the Winter Blues and Heritage Festival at wvxu.org. I'm Ron Esposito.
Gather round me, people, got a song to say about that sweet magnolia time. A black-eyed Susan made some catfish stew, and Papa made his homemade wine. Now all the southern children like to rock and roll, the TV mamas tell you why. They got it on the boat from Africa.
That was Dixie Lullaby by Tinsley Ellis. We also heard before his interview with Ron Esposito, Saving Grace from Winning Hand, his brand new Alligator release. Thanks for listening to The Blues on 91.7.
she got. Well, I wonder, tell me what's that she got. What's that she got? Well, I wonder, what's that she got? Kisses are so sweet, little girl. Damn, you got me, honey, won't you lay it on me? When she starts a kissing, as hard as ever heard a star. She kissed me down in the country. May the heart leave that slop. Now tell me, what's that she got? Well, I wonder, what's that she got? Kisses are so sweet, little girl. Whatever you got, man, honey, won't you please lay it on me? Whatever your name is, should be Miss Tiger Cat. She kissed me down in the courthouse, made the judge drop his hat. Tell me, what's that she got? But I wonder, what's that she got? Your kisses are so sweet, little baby. Whatever you got, ma'am, honey, won't you please, please lay it on me? You kisses are so sweet, little girl. Well, have you got me, honey, won't you?
I bade you come back, but you wouldn't hear my plea. Gave you everything you wanted. I was the nicest guy in the world. Yeah, you think you're a woman, but you're acting like a little girl. Talk about me behind my back. I never did you wrong, baby, and you know that's a fact. Gave you everything you wanted. I was the nicest guy in the world. You're a woman, but you're acting like a little girl. I saw you at the party, I figured everything was all right. Next thing I know, you were screaming, get the hell out of my sight. Gave you everything you wanted. I was the nicest guy in the world. Yeah, you think you're a woman. You're acting like a little girl.
Devil John, Devil John was a very bad man. Devil John, Devil John was a very bad man. So many good men, well, he died at his end. Devil John had a six gun, was an old 44. Devil John had a six gun, was an old 44. Stand on the bank of the river, shoot squirrels on the other shore. Devil John liked his women, kept seven in town. Devil John liked his women, kept seven in town. Wife turned her head, 'cause she could not tie him down. Sheriff said to the deputy, bring Devil John. Sheriff said to the deputy, bring Devil John in. Deputy said, I would, but I can't find no willing man. Devil John laid an ambush out along the creek bed. Devil John laid an ambush out along the creek bed. And opened up on the deputy, Lord, you won't see him again. Devil John rode his chestnut up to the sheriff's door. Devil John rode his chestnut up to the sheriff's door. Note on the doorpost said the sheriff don't live here no more. Devil John died an old man, all alone in his bed. Devil John died an old man, all alone in his bed. Months for the townsfolk would believe he was dead. Devil John, Devil John was a very bad man. Devil John, Devil John was a very bad man. Many good men, well, he died at his hand. Many good.
Devil John by Greg Schauber from Blues from the Mysterious Licking River Delta. Before that, we heard from Ben Levin, Little Girl, What Is That She Got by Ricky Nye, and at the top, Sonny Mormon's group, Take the Motorway. They'll all be performing down at the Winter Blues and Heritage Festival next weekend. This is The Blues on 91.7.
I wanna know what's around. Thank you. know who I am.
It's the light that cuts the darkness, dear. It's my home up in the sky. It's the hope that I cling to here, that you and I will meet there by and by. It's just the sound of a distant church bell ring. It's just one small goodbye. So just laugh and dream and dance and sing, and memories will fade dear by and by. Ooh, ooh, shoot the lights out. Shoot the lights out. Ooh, shoot the lights out. Say good night. It's the dark that wraps around us here. It's the truth that cuts the light. It's in the nothingness that waits for all of us, yes, where we will meet again, dear, by and by. Where we will meet again, dear, by and by. Where we will meet again, dear, by and by.
That was Whiskey Shambles doing Shoot the Lights Out. We also heard from Noah Hunt, Backdoor Man, and Pack It Up by Marcus Sastry. Larry Goshorn was on guitars along with Marcus on Pack It Up, and he was also on the guitar on Noah Hunt's song. You've been listening to The Blues on 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati and 88.5 WMUB Oxford. Next week, in February 2nd and 3rd, it's the Winter Blues and Heritage Festival at Duke Convention Center. You'll find a link at WVXU.org. I'm Lee Hay. Stay tuned for the BBC World Service.